time for Indiana High School Basketball on 107.3 WRSW. For a preview of tonight's matchup, here's Hall of Famer Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Good evening and welcome to Tippecanoe Valley High School, where tonight they host the Warsaw Tigers. Looking forward to this one, a good crowd on hand tonight, as you might imagine, and a good crowd for senior night. We congratulate all the seniors here from Tippecanoe Valley. This will be their last game, by the way. Excuse me. The very last game before we start the tournament. So really, when it comes right down to it, it's kind of like the homecoming, too. Be the last time any of these kids will play, and there are four seniors that will not play again here.
It's kind of how it was, or at least we build it to be when the girls played Wawasee, but that wasn't the case because Tippecanoe Valley did host the tournament, so they were guaranteed at least one more game. And you're right, Rita, that's not the case. Tippecanoe Valley next week, we know who they'll play. It'll be on Tuesday night, and they'll be heading to Columbia City to play the second game of the evening right around 7:30 against Wawasee. Outside of that, though, it's going to shape up to be a pretty good tournament, and looking at tonight in particular, a chance for, you know, an interesting matchup. This is one that you feel like Warsaw has the upper hand in on paper, but you really don't know until the game is played, especially with Tippecanoe Valley coming off, in my opinion, their worst loss of the season at Huntington North. And not necessarily because Huntington North is a bad team. It's because they're a really good team. It was the way Tippecanoe Valley played, which was not up to the standard of the team. It was 41-9 at the end of the half. Coach Henson kind of told us in the postgame show, hey, these guys should be embarrassed, because that was embarrassing, flat out. They came in tonight kind of expecting to be the underdog, and Huntington North treated them as such. And if you do that tonight against a very good Warsaw team, another record might be a little deceiving for Warsaw, right around 500, it's going to be the same result. So you have to have, you know, the, I guess, respect for yourself or the emotion for yourself to come out here and defend home court and show up in front of all these people who have come out to honor the great careers of the four seniors that are on the floor. And I'm not trying to be negative at all, but that's the reality. And Coach Henson said it before we were able, you know what, before we even said it on Friday night.
Well, basically, you want at least to have a good showing here, too, to get yourself ready for the sectional next week, in which you'll be playing on Tuesday night against West Noble. So there are a couple of things that get you ready. Playing good competition, that's one. And another one is making sure you're confident during that game. And that's something you cannot remember that it is right now. When you get into the tournament, you can't teach kids any more than they already know. You can't throw in any new plays that they don't know. They have to play what they know how to play, and they have to be confident. Well, so this will be a big game.
And coaches say all the time at this point of the year, we are who we are. It's how we attack the things that, you know, you can control. We are who we are. We are who we are at this point. We are the team. Teams are going to prepare for us a certain way because we are who we are, and we have to figure out a way to elevate, you know, our level of play in order to make it a postseason run, which will be challenging. Very tough sectional 20. You've got Fairfield, Columbia City, Wawasee, who are all the top three favorites. Also Northwood in there, who's playing really good the second half of the season, West Noble, and then Tippecanoe Valley. So excited about the Columbia City sectional, but it is a very challenging path for Tippecanoe Valley. But a win tonight could give them a lot of momentum into that game.
If you look at it player by player, Tippecanoe Valley does match up pretty well with most of them, but they will never match up to a big inside presence. You know, a 6'7 kid, a 6'5 kid, a 6'4 kid, that's always going to cause a lot of problems for Tippecanoe Valley. So how they match up to that, you know, they have to play bigger than they are, that's for sure.
And they will get in the rotation, those guys, but really the tallest player on the floor at any one time is going to be 6'5", Drew Jones. You won't see a ton of Jaron Cortar, and you will not see a lot of Gabe Lone. You'll see them in mixed spurts. Timmy Yeager will be out there as well. But I still think, like what you said, Rita, you look at the size for Warsaw outside of Drew Jones, the starting lineup at 6'5". The tallest player on the floor is going to be Sam McDaniels at 6'3". So that does bode well for Tippecanoe Valley, just visually looking at the size mismatch that they often face throughout the season. But you also can't hang your hat on that and say, okay, just because they match up with us better than maybe we've seen in the past couple of games, we're still going to have a chance to go out there and attack and find a way to win easily, because it will not come easy. This game has not come easy for Tippecanoe Valley. It's something like 28-7 or 20, maybe more than that. 29-6, apologies.
Right.
In the last 30 years. That's the meetings for Tippecanoe Valley and Warsaw. Last 40 seasons, my apologies there. And it's been a little while. 2 years since Tippecanoe Valley beat Warsaw in that buzzer beater back at Warsaw. And before that, you have to go back to 2013-2014. So really just two wins since 2013. 2010 against Warsaw for Tippecanoe Valley. And you'd like to certainly change that, but there's a reason why, because Warsaw's had some really good teams, and they have found ways to win in this rivalry game. Although excited for Coach Henson to kind of take his first try with this group of guys and go after Warsaw and see if they can maybe reestablish what it truly means to have a rival, and that's a competitive game going back and forth.
There, that's the point. And I think a former coach made a comment about that. He said, you know, a rivalry is when you win once in a while. And that's true. A rivalry is no fun if you get beat every time you play, and many times badly. So we'll wait and see how that all pairs out. I think one of the biggest problems that Tippecanoe Valley has had all year, and I notice it game after game, is finish shots. You make a great move to the basket, you're 5 feet away or less, and you can't finish. So they're going to have to finish every opportunity they get now, tonight, and Tuesday as well.
I mean, if you have empty layups tonight, you're not going to win this
game.
No,
you're not.
Because there were 6 missed layups. They were point-blank shots in the first half against Huntington North on Friday night. Coach Henson counted them. He came up and told us about them after, which we were sitting there. We were counting them as well. It's a really frustrating thing because you work hard on offense, you find an opening, and then you're unable to come up with it simply because you just can't make the small finish at the basket. Really uncontested as well. So if you do that tonight, if you're Tippecanoe Valley, you won't be able to win. Those shots are not going to be coming back to you via Warsaw mistakes. So you have to be able to finish. You have to be able to finish early, too. That's the big thing tonight, I think, for Tippecanoe Valley, is if you can attack, get some points on the board. Don't let this game get to a 10-3 situation. Don't let this game get to a 15-5 type of game early. You have to match back and forth. Then if Warsaw makes a run or you're able to make a run, fine. But you have to at least establish a rhythm on the offensive end early in the game, because that's also something Tippecanoe Valley, they've struggled with at times this season, and they did not do on Friday.
It'll be really interesting to see how they respond to it. It's always tough when you play Warsaw. If you're a county seat town and you're the main man when it comes to Warsaw, or woman, either one, that always causes a problem with the area schools. Hopefully Tippecanoe Valley's gotten over that. I think many schools have. It's time to kind of put on the big boy shorts and play some basketball tonight.
It's going to be a great opportunity for Tippecanoe Valley. We'll take a break here on 107.3 WRSW as we continue our Smith Appliances pregame show just moments before tonight's boys basketball matchup between Tippecanoe Valley and Warsaw.
This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. I'm proud to say that our office boasts the only full-surfacing optical lab in the region. What does that mean? It means we make glasses on site. That means you get your glasses, safety glasses, or sunglasses quick. In a pinch and need something fast? We can get you seeing again the same day. Whether you've broken your glasses or just need an updated prescription or style, we can help. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house, or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Nifton of Mentone has been covering almost anything with quality steel siding, windows, and doors, and more. Cherry Seeker started in a small pole building on Road 600 in Mentone. Things have changed a lot in 50 years. Joe Seacrest now owns the business. The same quality steel siding and roofing is still there, and the added features like bending all of the soffit and trim to assure a professional job and more exist. You can rely on Nifton of Mentone. Visit their Facebook page and website for new products.
Nifton of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service. Gagnon Motors is looking for a new auto tech. If you want 40-plus hours a week, full-time employment, Gagnon Motors in Akron wants to talk to you. Gagnon Motors has been in Akron for 45 years, and their service department is always busy. They need to hire a service tech as soon as possible. If you are interested, stop in and talk to Dave. Reliable, dependable, with plenty of work, that's Gagnon Motors in Akron.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
Let's get back to the Smith Appliances pregame before tonight's Tippecanoe Valley boys basketball game.
Just a handful of minutes away from tipping this game off. It is the Smith Appliances pregame show here on 107.3 WRSW, just moments before Tippecanoe Valley and Warsaw boys basketball. Smith Appliances in Warsaw, your one-stop shop for refrigerators, ranges, washers, dryers, freezers, dishwashers, microwaves, and they always service what they sell. That's Smith Appliances, serving the area for over 60 years at 119 East Winona Avenue in Warsaw. Go Vikings. So really, we were just talking about the sectional a little bit. Looks like Wawasee is in the house. They're going to be taking a peek at what Tippecanoe Valley is doing tonight. So.
Stephen Acasse.
Yeah.
He should be very familiar with it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be too many surprises.
Shouldn't be too many surprises.
He knows what he's going to have.
Yeah, he knows a lot of
I'll tell you what, if that game does appear on our schedule for next week in the sectional, there'll be a lot of eyes on that one.
Yeah.
You can be sure of that.
Well, it is appearing on the schedule. Yeah, it is appearing on the schedule.
Yeah, if Valley gets there.
Well, they open first round. They play first round Tuesday night.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I thought it was West Nova.
100%. Valley's playing Wawasee on that.
Well, then I got some wrong information.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're playing Wawasee. Well, that's why they're here.
What am I even talking about, worrying about how that will happen? Yeah.
It's
going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah. I was like, that game's happening. So it'll be a good one. Excited to see how that shakes out. Obviously, a lot of history with Stephen Acasse played in his first 3 years here at Valley. So 1,000 points this year for Stephen. That was a big accomplishment for him.
Most of it was at Valley.
Most of it was at Valley, yeah. Yeah, picking up 1,000 points. So they've had a great year, beating some teams that Wawasee has not beaten in a very long time. Just to think about a few. But, we'll talk about that game as we get closer. We'll talk a little bit about it tomorrow night on board with the Vikings. But for the most part, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back here in just a moment as we continue to get ready for tonight's game.
Whether you love them or can't stand them, surprises are a part of life. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, and I can help get you ready for whatever life throws at you, even the welcome surprises. As your needs change, we can change what you need to do to help you end up where you want to be. And while there's never a good time to experience unexpected costs, we can work together to help make them feel a little less unexpected. Call me at 574-267-6195 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Farmers work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job, it's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life.
To Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale and Open House. 2 days only at their Silver Lake location on Friday, March 6th from 3 until 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 7th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. All available models will be on display. Check out their current inventory and pricing online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Again, it's the annual Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Show and Open House Friday, March 6th and Saturday, March 7th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Flotek Plumbing and Heating provides you expertise with air quality, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. You receive great customer service along with 24-hour emergency service. Go with the flow. Sign up for great contests and giveaways by seeing the Flotek experts at the Fort Wayne Home and Garden Show through this Sunday at booths 402 through 406 inside the Coliseum or at the Warsaw Home and Outdoor Show March 6th and 7th at the T-Rack at the Warsaw Community High School with free admission and parking.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Let's get back to the Smith Appliances pregame before tonight's Tippecanoe Valley boys basketball game.
Apologize for that quick break there, but we just sent it back after a little technical issues. We are back on the Smith Appliances pregame show, a few minutes away from tonight's tip-off between Tippecanoe Valley and Warsaw. Valley's going to put themselves in a position to try to get back on the winning track. They picked up 5 wins previously before their most recent loss at Huntington North, and in that stretch, while they were playing mostly teams that were under 500, they did find some confidence and some consistency on scoring. They are averaging 59 points per game over the course of that winning streak. That was 15 points higher than what they'd been scoring over the average amount of the season. So really, when you look at it, the offensive shots were going down. And Rita, what was happening was something that we talked about in the open. They were making those short layups.
Right.
And they weren't missing them like they had that kind of that bug in the early part of the year.
Well, 2 or 3 times they've kind of gone back. They had 3 or 4 games that were good, and then all of a sudden they go back to the old habits. And that's happened 2 or 3 times. Well, it happened in this segment, and the going back to the old habits happened in the Huntington North game. And that's not a good game to have it happen. Certainly wouldn't be a good game to have it happen tonight either. So they're going to have to contend with things that are a little bit different tonight, and they're all going to have to be on their A game. There's no doubt about that. And I don't care what kind of level you talk about Warsaw as far as their win-loss record. It doesn't make any difference. They play a tough schedule, inside out. So they're ready. They're always ready to play Valley.
Yeah, I mean, they're 11-11, which is not a usual Warsaw schedule. But when you look at some of their wins, I mean, and even their losses, very impressive. 5-point loss to a 17-4 Columbia City. They took down Goshen, who at that point was undefeated. They beat an undefeated team middle of the year. 1-point loss to a really good Northwood team. Small loss to an Elkhart team that is having a really bounce-back type of year. You've got Homestead on that list. You've got Huntington. Blackhawk, who they beat. Blackhawk really, really good in Class 3A. By the way, that's a tiny 1A school playing in 3A.
Yes.
Because they've just been so stinking good at basketball.
They've been
last
good.
Few years. Another game against Northridge, it was rather in the close range of it. And quite a few good games on there as we have Steven visiting the table. So
good to have him here.
Were you saying hi? Yeah, good to have him back. And, sure.
He is a very special individual.
I agree with that. Very much so. Yes, sir, no, ma'am. That's how it always, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. That's how it always was. Was
always.
With Stephen for 3
perfect
years.
Gentleman. Yeah. Every night, thank us for doing the games. It's always Mother Padir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He will be, he's one that we missed this year, that's for sure. And he is going to end his career with over 1,000 career points. Obviously, Valley and Wawasee going to face off on Tuesday night, so a chance for Coach O'Connell, who took over midway through the year, to get Wawasee to a sectional championship for the first time in quite some time, and they've certainly got the group to do it in what's a loaded sectional 20. So it's going to be great to see just what happens next week. We're going to be a part of all 5 of the games. We'll have the first 2 on Tuesday night, second grouping of 2 on Friday night, and love the mints. The mints are back.
Back at him.
Emergency mints here at the table. Well, we're about to have our national anthem. We'll come back after the anthem with our starting lineups as Wayne Landis, the public address announcer here at Tippecanoe Valley, will deliver those to us. In the meantime, we'll take a break here on 107.3 WRSW as we close out the Smith Appliances pregame show on Senior Night, Warsaw, Tippecanoe Valley. In a moment.
Need a hand carrying this winter? Timbercrest Senior Living Community is here for you. For a limited time, enjoy an all-inclusive winter respite stay starting at just $99 per day. Your loved one will receive support with daily living activities, 3 nutritious meals a day, weekly housekeeping and laundry, plus 24-hour emergency assistance. TV, internet, and phone are included, and level of care services are available whenever needed. With a 3-month minimum stay, you'll have peace of mind all season long. Space is limited. Reserve today. Timbercrest in beautiful North Manchester. Call or go online to learn more or schedule a visit.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
At First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, we've been serving our communities in northern Indiana since 1966. We offer a wide variety of products and services for our customers, such as a Simply Free Checking, Simply Free Business Checking, Mortgage Lending, and Commercial Lending, financial services through LPL Financial, and insurance services. We don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. First Federal Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant. Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
The Rochester Walgreens store is closing. Webb's Pharmacy can help you transfer your prescriptions. Call them at 574-223-2216 or click on the transfer link at webrx.com. Webb's Pharmacy in Rochester has served the area for many years, and they'll be serving for years to come. Let them help you transfer or take care of any other pharmaceutical need. You deserve the best prescription service, and the pharmacists at Webb's are waiting to help. Webb's Family Pharmacy with locations in Rochester, Akron, and North Manchester.
The Hartzler Funeral Home in Akron and the King Memorial Home in Mentone offer professional services and a beautiful atmosphere. But more than that, it's the Hartzler family serving your family. Mark and Deb Hartzler and Blaine and Rebecca Hartzler are at your service 24/7. If you have any questions about funeral service, feel free to sit down and talk to the Hartzler family anytime. They want this special day of remembrance to be exactly what you want. For more information, go to the website HartzlerFuneralServices.com. The Hartzler Funeral Home and the King Memorial Home in Mentone. Their family service, your family.
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
Hey, it's Scott again from Bobcat of Warsaw. Basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three from behind the arc? Kind of like who doesn't love the roar of that equipment when you fire it up and you're about to get something done. Get your something done with Bobcat equipment from Bobcat of Warsaw. Check out our line of Bobcat skid loaders, track loaders, excavators, tractors, and Bobcat mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Valley Basketball.
Booyah!
All right, Viking fans, quiz time. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. Who can diagnose and treat all eye infections the most quickly and accurately? Who can discover certain diseases during a routine eye exam? Who can remove foreign bodies from the eye the easiest when you decide you really didn't need your safety glasses? If you answered an eye doctor, you're correct. Come see how an eye doctor can do way more than prescribe glasses. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
For the final time this season, let's send down to the floor here at Tippecanoe Valley High School for Wayne Landis as he delivers tonight's starting lineups.
Starting guard, 6 foot junior, number one, Sam Laura. Starting at the other guard, a 6'1" senior, number 22, Mike Berger. Starting at a wing, a 6'3" senior, number 11, Sam McDaniels. Starting at a wing, a 6-foot freshman, number 15, Nash Wiggins. And at the third wing position, a 6'5" sophomore, number 32, Drew Jones. Tigers are coached by Matt Moore, assisted by Greg Allison, Chip Spiker, and Hal Gunter. A 6'1" is junior, number 1, Owen Omonte. Starting at guard from Leesburg, a 5'10" senior, number 3, June Cameron. From Clunet, a 6-foot senior forward, number 11, Hudson Shepherd. Starting at guard is a 6-foot senior from Silver Lake, number 12, Wes Parker. And rounding out the violin lineup from Mentone, a 5'11" senior guard, number 24, William Ballot. The Vikings are coached by Eli Henson, assisted by Sean Shepard, Casey Lane, and
all four seniors in the starting lineup as we expected tonight in the addition of Owen Omondi.
And we got a new crew that I haven't seen here in this combination before. We have a female person tonight. That'd be one of our officials, and they're working that in more and more as we go through these years. The last couple of years, we've seen quite a bit of it. As a matter of fact, Rebecca Parker was doing a lot of boys' games.
That's right.
And officiating before she became the head coach here at Valley. Are we ready?
I don't know who was happier to get her, Valley, or who was more upset to lose her in the official association.
Could have been both of those things. I think we were awfully glad to get her.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Okay, the tip will be controlled by the Tippecanoe Valley Vikings. It's going to be knocked around a couple of times, and let's see what they call.
A little bit like a kick ball, and
yep,
this is what teams have tried to do to Tippecanoe Valley this year, and that's extend them out where they can force turnovers and get in transition and score.
We're going to move it over the outside now as we bring up Malott. Malott will have the basketball, holds it up in the perimeter, brings it over the left wing, now with a bounce pass. They'll go deep left, back once again to the outside. Looking for a little bit of help down low. Omondi gets the ball inside to Hudson Shepherd. It's going to be blocked. A beautiful block that time by the Tigers. I think getting a good hand on that was Drew Jones.
Yes, it was. Great defensive play, but a good offensive first set for Valley. Looks like a 2-3 zone for the Vikings.
Wiggins will have the ball top of the key over to the left wing now. We'll set up Lara. Lara with the basketball goes inside, turn around, can't get it to go. Now they do. No problem getting it in. Then they finish with Drew Jones, draws first blood, and Warsaw leads it 2-0. Basketball back straight away to the outside, back top of the key. It'll be picked up deep in the right wing. It's going to be Malott. Malott splits the defense, works over to the left wing. It's going to be Hudson Shepherd again. No room, so they'll bring it back once again to Cameron. Cameron shovels it back straight away, lost it on a bad pass. We'll bring it up over the line now, and softly laying it in off the rim was Berger. He might do a little slam dunk there.
Yeah, he thought about it. I think a little early in the game, needing those points. He wasn't too happy about the idea of maybe missing that wide open layup as a slam.
I think that was a good idea for him. The coach wouldn't have liked that either. On the baseline now we have Omondi. It's going to be knocked around and picked up in the backcourt by Berger. He'll bring it all the way down, lay up two more. So right now it's a 6-0 count. Warsaw has the lead. Valley needs a timeout. Timeout taken. We'll be back after this on WRSW.
Craig Welding of Mentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house, or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Back to the action once again. It's going to be Cameron with the basketball deep in the right wing. We'll hold it up now to Hudson Shepherd back straight away. Top of the key, they rolled it up on the outside. It'll be picked up by Parker. Parker swings it over to the right side to Camera. A three is on the way, no good. Rebound taken with authority underneath by Drew Jones. So Warsaw will bring the ball up over the 10-second line, and they'll do that with Sam Lara. Over to the deep left wing. They'll hold it up on the left wing to Daniels. Swinging it back out straight away. Top of the key it comes. They'll come to Berger. Berger with the basketball. Over top of the key, out extended will be Lara. Laura brings it out to set it up. Beautiful pass inside. Didn't do what it wanted to do. They probably could have taken that shot down low with Drew Jones. Instead, it turns it back over.
Well, it was a good defense and good read by Wes Parker. That's what broke up that play. You're right. Probably could have been a shot before anything, but Jones decided he was going to try to look for his teammate, find an open passer, and Parker read it well.
So Warsaw will reload their offense. Get the ball inbounds. They'll hold it up in the backcourt now. 6-0, Tigers get off to a very early lead. Law with the basketball. Brings it over to the left wing now, deep in the left corner. Shot's going to be up with a high arc, and that's good. Beautiful shot by Wiggins. The freshman laid that one away. So now it's 9-0. Basketball left wing inside. Omondi got to finish that time. Got him and got a good pass to him. So now it's 9-2. Basketball quickly down over the 10-second line. It'll be the Tigers. Shots up. Ooh, that quieted the crowd very quickly. Berger hits the three.
7 early points of the 12 for Berger. Remember what I said, Rita. It's got to be consistent for Valley. It can't be a start like this where it's 12-2, 15-5. You got to be able to show you can match with the Tigers offensively.
That's just way too big a mountain to climb. Ball goes over to the right side. Camera for three. Got it. Zip that one right through. So Camera got a three. It's now 12-5. So the basketball comes over the line now. The Tigers will have it. Berger with the ball, top of the key. Setting it up is Lara. Lara off to the outside to Berger. Berger with the basketball, brings it around top of the key again, looking for action. Now finds a little hole going at the give and go. It's up and good, but we're going to have a personal foul before that.
Yeah, I think he just stepped out of bounds on the baseline.
Is that what it was?
Don't see it too often, but that's what they rule.
I thought maybe there was a personal foul that time on Shepherd. Yeah. Oh, that's what the call is.
Yeah, he comes away unscathed.
So the Vikings will have the ball back. They'll bring it up over the 10-second line now and set up the play action on the outside. It'll be set up to Parker. Parker with the basketball holds it up. Looks for the action now as everybody starts to move. Right now they're trying to pick up the offense. Hughes in the early going of it. It'll be Cammer back straight away. Left wing. Deep in the left corner. Bounce is going to go inside. If they can get it there, they get it to Omondi. Omondi brings it over the 10-second line to the right corner. Shot up again for Cammer. This one won't go. Tip back outside straight away. Picked up by Berger. Quick, over the line. Yeah, give him two more.
Omondi Berger.
Good night for him so far.
Boy, I guess he is. He's quick. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go off of the Tigers this time. Or no, it goes off of Valley, evidently. Last touch by Valley, so the Tigers will get it back. So the bounce pass comes in, and we'll bring it up over the line. It'll be set up over the 10-second line by Daniels.
Far too many turnovers for Valley at this point in the game.
But evening it up would be okay, but you can't go behind every time you have an exchange, for sure. Shot up and good, and that's going to be a personal foul on Hudson Shepherd. Going up for the two and laying it up well was Drew Jones, and he was fouling the active shooting. So that's a three-point opportunity.
We saw the two big guys for Huntington North on Friday night take advantage of Valley's inability to really match up physically on the size part of the game. And a couple of plays just like that, they had 3-1 that got counted and free throws finished at the line.
It gets you up at like 11 points right now for the Tigers, and it soon will be 12, and it was. So the 12th point goes through the hole. Coming into the lineup now will be Ione. He's going to be another big presence inside. Coming out of the lineup will be Nash Wiggins.
Anthony also in the lineup for Valley. A lot out.
So Anthony will come up over the 10-second line, try a pass on the right side, goes out of bounds, it will go back to Valley.
Just got it off the backside of Berger. That was lucky.
Ball comes top of the key. Over the right wing, deep in the right corner. Holds it up in the deep right corner. It'll be the outside by... The starting guards are really going to be needing to get something going. If you take a look at what's the opportunity that's out there right now, they're going to have to hit some threes. They cannot try to pound it inside, especially now with another big presence there. So we'll see what they do with this exchange. They'll bring it back out top of the key. Looking for the action on the outside. Now looking for the left wing. All the way down. Good. That's a good finish that time. Parker got that one to go.
That's his best move.
They did find a little bit of a seam there. Shots up. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It won't go, rather. And it's going to be Berger on the shot. Tipping New Valley in the rebound. We'll bring the ball on top of the key on the outside. High in the outer perimeter it comes. Taking it down over to the right wing. Kammerer. Kammerer with the basketball. Back straight away to Parker. Parker with the ball. Holds it up. Picks up the dribble. Needs a little bit of help. Now he gets that help from Anthony.
I'd try it again if I was Wes.
I think I would too. If he can get in there. He found a little bit of a seam and he made them pay for that before. But that's a bad pass. Bad pass was too high, too hard for Omondi. Down the other end, the shot was missed.
Clean block.
Here comes an outside. That was a good block. The outside movement comes on the rebound this time to Cameron. We'll hold it up to Parker. Parker reviews what's available. Brings it over to the left wing. Anthony with it. Anthony with the basketball brings it back up top of the key over to the right side. It's going to be Cameron. Back once again to the outer perimeter. Setting it up on top of the key. We'll roll it in. Looking for help. Over to the left wing. Shot's going to be up. That's good. Anthony with a three. That helped a lot. 17-10 now. A seven-point lead for the Tigers. 1:38 left to go in the first quarter. Trying to sneak back into this one. Ball goes over to the right side. It'll be picked up right away by Berger. Berger, who has had the bulk of the scoring, brings it in. No room there. Goes to the left wing. On the baseline, they try a great pass, but it's a little bit too low. It's picked up by Shepard. Shepard gets the ball to Omondi. Omondi with the basketball, holds it up in the perimeter. Goes over to the left wing, now to Parker. Parker with the ball, top of the key to Anthony. Anthony brings it in high on the outside. Looks for the help. Goes to Cameron. Camera with the basketball, top of the key, left wing, into Parker. Parker with the ball, back once again to the outside is Anthony. Anthony with the basketball, holds it up. Over to the left wing now will be Parker. Parker tried it in the cross-court pass, couldn't get it, so put it up himself.
It got tipped right back to him from a Warsaw Tiger.
Yes. 17-15, really, or 17-12, rather.
Valley's finding ways to score, but the big thing is they're getting stops in the defensive, and that's what's allowing them to get back in this game.
And that's not been easy so far this game. Berger will have it. 34 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 17-12 the count. Warsaw with the lead. Valley trying to get back in. Shot's going to be up, but it won't go. Rebound's fall for. Back to Warsaw. Tigers will take the shot, and that's good. Beautiful move that time as they got it to Ione. He put it away, so it's now 19-12. We're going to bring it up over the line now and set up the action high on the outside. We'll correct that. That was Drew Jones on the last shot. Anthony with it. 7 seconds left to go on the first quarter clock. Somebody's going to have to take the shot. We get it back on the outside. Instead, they throw it away. They'll bring it up over the line with the buzzer. No good. And so at the end of one period to play, it's Warsaw 19, Tippecanoe Valley 12. We'll come back to the second period after this on WRSW.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are 3 styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Yes.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
The highest possible honor.
Nice little return there from Valley at the end of the first quarter. They were trailing 12-2, but now just trailed 19-12. Starting to find a way to get some stops, but I think Rita, the turnover is still a problem. I got it 5-1 right now.
That's going to be a continual problem, I think, unless they can... I still believe they're going to have to get some outside shots to fall. That's going to be one of the secrets of this whole situation. They're outmanned as far as size is concerned, but that's not anything unusual. Basketball in the backcourt now as we bring around the hole to the outside. It'll be set up deep in the inside now looking for a play. And we're going to have what? Personal foul.
Offensive foul on number 20. That's Colton Sales.
Sales picks that one up.
I'm not really sure where it was at. I was watching Ty Kaiser try to get back to the basket on the defender. Valley will take it. They're not going to complain.
Whatever comes in the way, they have to be sure they can take advantage of it now. Ball goes over to Parker, top of the key. High on the outside to Milan. Milan, Omonde. Omonde, Parker. Parker has it back straight away. It's going to be Johnson with the basketball, high on the outside. Did a nice three here a while ago. It's going to be picked up now and bobbled for a moment, picked back up by Malott. And Parker will try a three. That's in and out. Rebound, 4-4, and it goes right into the hands of the Marshall Tigers, and Drew Jones will bring it over the line. Turnaround jumper is going to be up and good. Gabe Ione did a great job that time of footwork.
Great move.
21-12. So, Warsaw has a wider lead now. Tippecanoe Valley needs to score in this exchange. They bring it over to Anthony. Top of the key to Omonde. Omonde with the basketball. Back once again to the left side. It'll be Milan. Milan with the ball. Top of the key. High on the outside. Looking for a little bit of movement. Now looking for more. We bring it back out straight away to the outside. It'll be picked up by Parker. Parker with the basketball. Holds it up. Looks inside. Now it goes into Kaiser. Kaiser lost the roll on it. Picked it back up. Got it away. That was really sheer luck there.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be Parker with the ball. Top of the key, he'll roll right, left-handed. Back straight away to the right side. High in the outer perimeter. It'll be picked up now in the outer perimeter. On into the bucket. Good. Give that one a nice flying leap to Omonde. He found a little bit of a seam that time and did a good job of clearing it out.
Hip, skip, and a jump right
there
for Owen.
21-14 the count. Warsaw tries another long-range three. That's Berger, no good. Rebound, Omonde. Omonde gets it back off to Anthony. Anthony now brings it back over to the 10-second line and holds it up. Turns it around, lays it up, long. Rebound over to the right side. It's going to be picked up and brought out of there by Berger. Berger will have the ball over to the right side. Quick pass. Couldn't get that one to go. Turn around, and Wiggins got it. In the lane, Lillard guard got that one to go. 23-14 now. Warsaw with the lead, Valley with the ball. We'll have Anthony with it.
Can't get outside of that 9-point deficit reach.
Yeah.
That's really where it's been stuck for Valley.
Got that single digit, but not over the hump and anything better. Shots up for Parker for a three. That's wide to the right. It'll go out of bounds. It'll go back to Valley. Some big substitutions coming in now.
Wes gets a breather, and William gets a breather as well. Jude Kammer back in, and Hunter Randall back in the game. Or in the game for the first time.
Yeah, for the first time. So we'll check Tippecanoe Valley for the basketball. Top of the key, over the left wing, Kammer, deep in the left corner. Randall, three is no good. They've taken three of them now, and none of them went. Basketball back though to Valley, and Kammer finds himself inside, gets that rebound, puts it back up and in, and he'll be going for another basket. It's going to be a three-point opportunity.
Yeah. Chances are when you're playing at this advantage of the size of Jude Kammer up against some of those trees on the inside, if you just go at the body, you're going to draw a foul.
Shot's good. So now we're looking 23-17, a six-point Warsaw lead. Coming back in the lineup will be Berger. So the Tigers need some points now to make it a little bit better for them and a little cushion going into this second quarter. And they have the ball. Wiggins will bring it up over the 10-second line, kicks it all the way down. Looks for a little bit of help to the left wing. Shot's going to be up for a three. Yeah. That quiets the crowd right away from Valley. Sam Daniels got that one.
Three threes to two threes right now.
There's the big makeup that's the difference. We'll see what they can do. Maybe Valley can get around that. Got two open looks. And the third one was a good look, too. Basketball goes over the right side now. It'll be picked up by Cameron. Cameron with the basketball, almost taken away. Berger gets a little bit too close. That's a personal foul.
It's the length right now for Warsaw. It's pushing Valley so far beyond the perimeter that it's hard for them to get that offense really in any flow. They're finding ways. Anthony out. Parker back into the game. Pretty quick rest for West.
So Amandi will get the ball on the backcourt. It'll go to Parker. Parker with the basketball holds it up on the perimeter. Right, left-hand dribble. Looks over to the left side. Almost taken away by Wiggins, and he did get a hand on it. Ball's going to be fought for, and it's going to be a held ball. Parker really lost the dribble on that play. Yep.
But he fought for it back, and the jump ball, fortunately, does go back to Valley.
So we'll bring it in. It will come in off of the hands of Parker. Parker to Amandi. Amandi with the ball. Holds it up on the perimeter. Comes back out straight away. Moving it over to the right side now. It'll be picked up on the right side over the left wing. Randall back out top of the key to Parker. Parker with the basketball. Holds it up. Randall with it. High on the outside. Off to Parker. Parker with the ball. Clear out on the perimeter waiting for the walking to begin, and we're going to have timeout call. A little bit upset about what they're supposed to do next, so coach calls the timeout. We'll be right back after this on WRSW.
Gagnon Motors is looking for a new auto tech. If you want 40-plus hours a week, full-time employment, Gagnon Motors in Akron wants to talk to you. Gagnon Motors has been in Akron for 45 years, and their service department is always busy. They need to hire a service tech as soon as possible. If you are interested, stop in and talk to Dave. Reliable, dependable, with plenty of work, that's Gagnon Motors in Akron.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Same five on the floor for Tippecanoe Valley. I believe it's the same five as well for Warsaw. Sam Lara may have checked into the game in that break.
So we'll see now what Valley can do. Looking for the offensive setup, they had to call a timeout to kind of get that put together. Well, the ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll go off of Jude Cameron. It was tipped by Warsaw, and then Jude ended up getting a hand on it, trying to pick up the pass, and that turns it back once again to the Tigers.
Yeah,
so a very good observation on the break.
Five to one.
Threes to twos.
Cannot match threes to twos, and you certainly can't turn the basketball over.
Ball goes right to the right side. Now that's a turnover in Warsaw.
Both teams just did it.
Wiggins couldn't hang on that pass and went out of bounds. That turns it back to Valley. So the Vikings will receive the pass and come up over the 10-second line. It'll be over to the left wing. Picking it up, Jude Cameron. Parker with the basketball, looks for a little bit of help. Now gets it straight away, and that's taken away. Stepping right in the passing lanes with no problem at all. The first shot is no good, though. Sam Lara missed the shot after the steal, and the second was taken up too, and it wouldn't go either.
Looking for a dunk on the putback.
I think that was the plan. The ball comes down low to Amandi. He got it, and a personal foul is going to be called. And give that pass to Cameron. That was a great pass.
Owen's been one of the best players really in the area as a junior. I'm going to say it. I mean, anytime you're shooting 55%, where you're the over 10 points per game, you're the player that every single player on the other team knows or has to know about from their coaches coming into a game. He's right around 70% free throw line. He's shooting right around 40% from three. Doesn't take a lot of them, but he takes enough of them. And he's just been an outstanding player. I don't think he's getting enough credit. I really don't.
Shots on the way for Amandi. It's long this time. So the two will stand, but the three will not. And the rebound's going to be knocked around two or three times. Is that going to be on Amandi?
And it will be. That's his one thing. Every now and then he'll get hit on a quick foul like that and get kind of trapped in some foul trouble.
Well, Berger tried to drew him into that. Berger ended up getting the rebound, and Amandi tried to challenge that a little bit. And Amandi picks up the personal. Only his first. Basketball in the backcourt. We'll have Warsaw with the ball. Over to the left wing now, straight away. Top of the key. Holding it up is Lara. Lara with the basketball. Back out straight away to the outside now as we rotate the ball to Jones. Jones is a sniper as well, so that's going to be difficult. Inside, outside. Here we go. Shots up for three. Won't go a little bit long. A little bit too long by Daniels. And the ball's going to be brought down, and Valley controls it.
Good hustle by Shepard.
Very much so. Omondi tried to do a little underhand shot. That was no good. And that turns it over once again to the backcourt. Over to the right wing to the Tigers. Warsaw on the move. Down low. Up good. Give that one to Drew Jones.
He's got nine.
28 to 19 now.
So Tippecanoe
Valley needs to score. Have the ball in the backcourt over the left wing. Deep in the left corner. High on the outside. Top of the key. It'll be Anthony. Anthony with the basketball. Holds it up. Brings it back out straight away again. Over to the left wing. That was a bad pass. Well, it really wasn't such a bad pass. Shepard just zigged when he should have zagged.
Yeah, that's a couple of times Valley's tried to go to the volleyball line here on the far wing and right through the player's hands. It hasn't mattered who's been standing over there or hasn't mattered who's been passing the basketball, but just straight through the hands and out of bounds.
So we'll have to bring it up over the line again with Sam Lara. Lara with the basketball. Berger inside. Turnaround up and in. Forceful move by Drew Jones. He got that one to go down from short range, and Drew will have an opportunity now for a three-point play.
He's got 11. The lead, it's largest at 11.
30-19.
His first, he's second.
It can slip away so quickly.
And those are points off turnovers here for Jones.
Jones will have an opportunity to make it a three-point play and does not. Rebound's going to be fought for. It'll be pulled out. The Tigers will have it. They'll try them on the old-fashioned way. That won't go either. And that turns it back over to Valley. So the Viking Shepherd will have the rebound. And it's going to be a Malott with the ball. Malott gets the ball off to Johnson. Inside. Great pass. Let's see what they can do with it. Omondi. Got it. Wasn't easy, but he got it. 38-21.
If they can get it to him, they're having success, but it's been the inability to get it to him because of how good Warsaw's wing defense has been.
Well, as you said, they're so angular, and they're big, and they use that with their arms as well as their legs. Shots up and good at the other end. Take a good shot that way in the other end as Sam Daniels gets two easy ones, about 4 feet from the bucket.
Nearly carried, kind of got the basketball tied up on his jerseys, or a jersey on the side of with his shorts.
32-21. Tippecanoe Valley finds themselves behind. We'll see now if they can try to catch up again. They've done it in spurts. The ball over to the left wing now, deep in the left corner. It's going to be in the inside and knocked away. Drew Cammer had it. It was knocked away. We'll bring it up over the line quickly and fire one up from short range. When you stand back and let Drew Jones have the floor, you're going to ask for trouble.
Yeah, there's nobody that can really stop the ball right now for Valley with Jones's size, so that's where Valley's getting into trouble, especially in transition. That's another basket off of a turnover for Jones. I don't have the points off turnovers in front of me. Have them at halftime. But, boy, there's quite a few for Warsaw.
He lives for that. He just waits to pick it off. 34-21 the count. Tippecanoe Valley finds themselves down by a bunch and need to get points on the board. It's going to be inside. No good. Can't get it this time for Omondi. And the rebound's going to be pulled out of there in a hurry by Drew Jones. But they'll say, we got a timeout. But maybe timeout. Might have traveled, but we got a timeout. Timeout's going to be called. 34-21. 4 seconds left to go in the first half. And we'll cut back right now for these messages.
As we all live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, and I want to know what your retirement means to you. Together, we can look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals, because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call me at 574-267-6195 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
34-21, 4.7 seconds left. Coach Moore wants to try and snag one more possession out of this quarter before things are over at the half.
So the pass comes inside, trying to get something off now. They do. Sam Lara hits a three at the buzzer. Well, that puts an exclamation point on it. There's no doubt about that. So our halftime score, 37-21, Warsaw over Tippecanoe Valley. We'll come back after this break and bring your halftime show on WRSW.
At Crossroads Bank, choosing means keeping more money in our community. Neighbors serving neighbors, and the good folks at Crossroads Bank love being your bank. Whether you're opening your first checking account or starting your first mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. Visit Crossroads Bank today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet.
To Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale and Open House. 2 days only at their Silver Lake location on Friday, March 6th from 3 until 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 7th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. All available models will be on display. Check out their current inventory and pricing online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Again, it's the annual Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Show and Open House Friday, March 6th and Saturday, March 7th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Flotek Plumbing and Heating provides you expertise with air quality, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. You receive great customer service along with 24-hour emergency service. Go with the flow. Sign up for great contests and giveaways by seeing the Flotek experts at the Fort Wayne Home and Garden Show through this Sunday at booths 402 through 406 inside the Coliseum or at the Warsaw Home and Outdoor Show March 6th and 7th at the T-Rack at the Warsaw Community High School with free admission and parking.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
It's time for the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show. Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Alder for Bergen and Company. The same great people in service, just with a new name.
Back in Tippecanoe Valley, it's halftime. 37-21 the score with Warsaw on top of the Valley Boys tonight. Let's get you through the scoring. First, we'll start with Tippecanoe Valley. 8 points for Owen Omondi, 6 for Jude Kammerer, 4 for Wes Parker, and 3 for Grant Anthony. The scoring for Warsaw, 11 for Drew Jones, 9 for Meidenberger, 5 for Nash Wiggins, 5 for Sam McDaniels, 3 for Sam Lara, that 3 right at the end of the quarter, second quarter, the buzzer, and Gabe Loney, with 2 points. And here's what we kind of talked about a little bit, the turnover disparity, that's the issue right now. 9 for Tippecanoe Valley in the first half, just 2 for Warsaw, and the rebounding battle pretty even, but I think a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that Warsaw hasn't missed too many shots.
Yeah, exactly. Good high percentage shots.
Yeah, they've gotten an opportunity to take some really nice shots, and they've made a lot of those really nice shots. Valley's defense got it within 6 at one point. It was 23-17, but so far, you know, really just having trouble eliminating the turnovers to get themselves some more opportunities to score the basketball. When we come back, we'll have the B&K Mentone out-of-town scoreboard as we continue things along here on the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show at halftime from Tippecanoe Valley High School, 37-21, Warsaw on top of the Vikings.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Need a hand carrying this winter? Timbercrest Senior Living Community is here for you. For a limited time, enjoy an all-inclusive winter respite stay starting at just $99 per day. Your loved one will receive support with daily living activities, 3 nutritious meals a day, weekly housekeeping and laundry, plus 24-hour emergency assistance. TV, internet, and phone are included, and level of care services are available whenever needed. With a 3-month minimum stay, you'll have peace of mind all season long. Space is limited. Reserve today. Timbercrest in beautiful North Manchester. Call or go online to learn more or schedule a visit.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for your day. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
The Rochester Walgreens store is closing. Webb's Pharmacy can help you transfer your prescriptions. Call them at 574-223-2216 or click on the transfer link at webrx.com. Webb's Pharmacy in Rochester served the area for many years, and they'll be serving for years to come. Let them help you transfer or take care of any other pharmaceutical need. You deserve the best prescription service, and the pharmacists at Webb's are waiting to help. Webb's Family Pharmacy, with locations in Rochester, Akron, and North Manchester.
The Hartzler Funeral Home in Akron and the King Memorial Home in Mentone offer professional services and a beautiful atmosphere. But more than that, it's the Hartzler family serving your family. Mark and Deb Hartzler and Blaine and Rebecca Hartzler are at your service 24/7. If you have any questions about funeral service, feel free to sit down and talk to the Hartzler family anytime. They want this special day of remembrance to be exactly what you want. For more information, go to the website HartzlerFuneralServices.com. The Hartzler Funeral Home and the King Memorial Home in Mentone, their family service, your family.
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
Bringing you back to our Beacon Point Advisors halftime show. 37-21, the difference at the half. Warsaw over Valley tonight. Boys basketball action. Speaking of other boys basketball action, the B&K of Mentone out-of-town scoreboard presented by B&K of Mentone. Make sure you slide by 11-7. Closed on Sunday and Mondays for the cheapest and best lunch deal slash dinner deal around. Just off of State Road 25 heading into Mentone. And we've got some good scores. Jimtown over Elkhart right now, 43-39, end of the third quarter. Southland Washington, LaVille tied up at the halftime break. Concord over John Glenn, low scoring game, 17-12 at the half. Tipton over Lewis Cass, 19-13 at the half. End of the first, Taylor over Peru, 30-16. Caston leads Winamac by, rather, Winamac leads Caston by 9 end of the third quarter. Western up 14 over Rochester at the end of the third quarter. Oak Hill beating down on Northwestern, 49-27. Oak Hill, a favorite potentially in Class 2A to win on the boys' side. The girls are going to be represented on Saturday. Manchester leads Whitco, 31-20 at the half. Also, Triton, a lead in a rematch against Bremen, 31-24. Those teams last played in the Bi-County Tournament semifinals. Penn on top of Mishawaka, 43-25. And Goshen leading West Noble, 37-19. Also, Northridge, a big lead. Kind of expected that game maybe be a little bit closer, but 31-16, Northridge leading Fairfield at the two-minute mark of the second quarter. We'll pause for 60 seconds. We'll come right back out and have the second half of action for you from Tippecanoe Valley High School.
Hey, it's Scott again from Bobcat of Warsaw. Basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three from behind the arc? Kind of like, who doesn't love the roar of that equipment when you fire it up and you're about to get something done? Get your something done with Bobcat equipment from Bobcat of Warsaw. Check out our line of Bobcat skid loaders, track loaders, excavators, tractors, and Bobcat mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Valley Basketball.
Booyah!
This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. I'm proud to say that our office boasts the only full-surfacing optical lab in the region. What does that mean? It means we make glasses on site. That means you get your glasses, safety glasses, or sunglasses quick. In a pinch and need something fast, we can get you seeing again the same day. Whether you've broken your glasses or just need an updated prescription or style, we can help. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Round ball rocks playing. That means it's time for the second half here at Tippecanoe Valley High School. 37-21 the difference. Warsaw starts with the basketball on the road.
So we'll see what they can do now as the Tigers have the ball. Sam Lara will handle the ball. Get it up against a lot over the inside, looking for the inside play. Nothing there yet. Now it is. Oh, beautiful give and go. And a great pass to set that up. And Wiggins scores. 39-21. 7:40 left to go in the third quarter. Basketball in the backcourt, high on the outside now as we set it up. It'll be Omondi. Back straight away to Shepard. He's on pop a three. That's no good. And the rebound underneath is going to be picked off immediately. Lara will bring it up over the 10-second line. Sam Lara with the ball. Inside. Looks for a little bit of turnaround. Got it. They're making it look easy. Anthony's going to come into the lineup momentarily.
Yeah, they just got to watch those backdoor cuts. And unfortunately, you know, Warsaw really starting to expand upon a couple of empty trips for Valley.
41-21, that's a 20-point margin. Shepard with the ball over to the right side. Give and go underneath for Omondi. He fakes, pumps, puts it up, blocked on him. Out of bounds, it should go back to Valley.
Good defense by Berger, but that was a really good pass and entry.
It was.
By Owen Omondi from West Parker.
So we're going to set the ball in bounds now, and we'll do just exactly that. It'll be run in from Parker. Parker with the basketball, looks long, taken away, taken right out of the sky. It almost looked like that. Drew Jones has it. We'll bring it over the left wing now to Berger. Back to Jones. Oh, makes a cut. Knocks two or three kids down. Finally, ball picked up by Parker. Parker with the basketball has to go to the corner to get rid of it. It'll be Anthony. He'll take a three, a little bit off center that time. Ball comes back out once again to the outside. Picked up by Parker. He'll try one of those, and that's no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll go back to Warsaw.
Vikings still scoreless in the quarter. And a couple of good looks, though, there.
Yeah, really, there were two good three looks. But you got to make them. So Tigers have the ball back. It'll be Lara with it. Sam with the basketball brings it back over the 10-second line and sets up the play action over the left wing. It'll be picked up underneath of the give and go. Berger's there. Can he get it to go? He did. But I think it's going to be a traveling violation first.
One of the two, that or he threw a shoulder. Or just stepped out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds.
I think he stepped out of bounds. It was an infraction. We know that. We'll bring it up over the line now with Anthony. Anthony with the basketball holds it up in the perimeter. Back out straight away. Left wing quickly. Goes deep left corner. Back once again to the outside. Top of the key over the right wing. It'll be on to Jude Kammer. He brings it underneath. No room there. Parker thought about the three, changed his mind. He drew a personal foul.
That's frustrating. I thought that was pretty good defense from Sam Lara, but a little too physical on the plant of the foot there, I think. And then Parker got through the body, and they called a foul because he really couldn't move him.
So Parker will get the ball back to Anthony, and Anthony now will roll it up. Anthony with the basketball, top of the key. Holds it on the perimeter with a baseline throw. Goes back out once again to the outside. We're going to take it to the baseline. Can't get out of there with the camera, so they'll get it back out to Shepard. Shepard with the ball. Brings it inside quickly over the left wing now. We'll hold it up to Anthony back once again, deep in the left corner. Hudson Shepard, top of the key. Jude Kammer, three on the way, no good. And the rebound's going to be cleared out of there with authority this time by Wiggins. So we'll bring it up over the 10-second line quickly, down low. Shots up by Lara, no good. But a personal foul is going to be called on the Vikings.
Yeah, Owen again, number two.
Number one, Owen Omondi, his second, team's first.
So Omondi picks that one up, and going to the free throw Sam line will be Sam Long. The junior, a lot of youngsters on this team as well.
And he got a lot of good experience off the bench last year. It was a team that graduated a ton of seniors.
Shot's good. Coming in the lineup once again will be Kaiser.
Kaiser along with William.
Also Malone.
Coach Moore got a timeout in.
He got it. So, 42-21. Portsmouth's doubled the score on Tippecanoe Valley right now. We'll be back after this on WRSW.
Craig Welding of Mentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house, or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
42-21, Warsaw moves back to the free throw line as everybody breaks from the 30-second timeout called by Coach Matt Moore. I want to give a shout-out and congrats to Coach Moore. He picked up his 100th career win at Warsaw against Plymouth on February 13th. He's 189 and 106 all-time, so closing in on that 200 win total, which Coach Henson was honored for his 200th win that he picked up at West Central with Tippecanoe Valley a few nights ago. He was honored about that before the pregame.
Sam Marr missed the free throw, goes out of bounds, and go back to Valley. Yeah, good coaches rack him up pretty quickly. And his brother's not doing too badly at Grace either.
No, not at all. A lot of wins between those two guys.
Wow, a lot. Ball comes back to the backcourt now to go to Malott. Malott with the basketball brings it back out straight away. It'll be picked up by Omondi. Omondi's going to be double-teamed. Brings it back out to Parker. Parker with the basketball, holds it up on the perimeter. Looks over the left wing to Anthony. Anthony with the basketball. Now top of the key, right wing. Valley moving the ball on the exterior. Just needs somebody to be able to shoot. We're going to have Omondi to the right side, Anthony. Anthony with the ball back on top of the key. Parker with it, rolls it around, top of the key, shot up by Omondi. No, it won't go. And the rebound's going to be fought for and out of bounds, and it'll go back to Warsaw.
Close. Nice touched Warsaw.
Tigers will have it now, 42-21. Warsaw's led it all the way through the game. Valley got within six, is that correct?
Yeah, 23-17 at one point. Warsaw hit a three, and it's kind of been just distancing since that point. Also a problem, Valley not yet scored in this third quarter.
Turnaround jumper's up, no good. Personal foul will be called. That should be, I think, on Malott.
Now the Tigers are starting to get to the free throw line a little bit in this third quarter.
Valley foul number 24, William Malott.
So going to the line this time will be Berger. What a great basketball player he is.
Another guy is a senior who sat behind a lot of really good seniors last year, was involved with that group. He played quite a bit, but he has just slowly started to come along behind that group.
Didn't get the opportunity, and now he does.
Yeah. Along with
leading scorer, 18 points per game for Warsaw. Some double figures now with that last made free throw. Now, going to stay at 10.
And Malott ends up with a rebound. So we'll bring it up over the line now and set up the play action on the outside. Malott for three. Got it. Need more of that.
Yep.
43-24 now. Tippecanoe Valley finally scores. He went halfway through the third quarter, and that's their first score of this quarter. 4 minutes left to go in the third. Basketball goes inside over to the right wing. Baseline, a little bit of collision. This time it's going to be a block or charge?
A charge.
Charge.
23 of them this year. He leads the state in that category. Most charges in the state.
He likes it. He doesn't mind.
No.
It's his football mentality once he's there. Pretty much ready.
Hunter Randall enters for Tippecanoe Valley.
So can they get it in? They do. Anthony gets the ball in the receiver line. And we'll bring it back out once again to Randall. Randall with the basketball, lost the handle, picked it back up again. It's going to be a fight for the ball a little bit. We're going to have timeout call. Timeout for Tippecanoe Valley, 43-24 the count right now. 3:49 left to go in the third, and we're back after this on WRSW.
Nifton of Mentone has been covering almost anything with quality steel siding, windows, and doors, and more. Jerry Seeker started in a small pole building on Road 600 in Mentone. Things have changed a lot in 50 years. Joe Sechrist now owns the business. The same quality steel siding and roofing is still there, and the added features like bending all of the soffit and trim to assure a professional job and more exist. You can rely on Nifton of Mentone. Visit their Facebook page and website for new products.
Nifton of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
Up over the 10-second line? Well, that's exactly what they did with Brett Anthony. Top of the key now. Ball goes inside, intended to go inside. Actually, Milan had an open there. Probably should have taken that one. A little bit of contact under the bucket. No call on that one. And Berger scores again.
Well, that got popped. I would have thought that's a charge.
I would think. 45-24. Basketball on top of the key. Now we'll go to Anthony. Back out straight away to the outside to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Looks straight ahead. Over to the right wing. All the way up and in. Omonde. That was a nice move.
Great find by Ty.
So 26-45 the count. That's a lot of points on the Warsaw board. Valley trying to make this more respectable. We'll bring it over to the right side. On the baseline, ball goes out of bounds, goes back to Valley.
Shades of his older brother.
Yes.
Tie there on that pass.
So we're going to turn it over once again to Omonde, and now we have to go the full length of the court for Tippecanoe New Valley. See what they might be able to set up. They bring it up over the 10-second line and set up the play action on the left wing. Deep in the left corner, goes to Kaiser, back straight away to the outside. Over to the right corner, back once again to the outside it comes. Now look at Hudson Shepard. Shepard dribbled way short. I thought there for a while he was going to lose it, but he didn't.
Or double dribble.
It could have happened very easily. 45-26 is the count. Nice speed this time. They go inside and going to the free throw line right now will be Kaiser. That's a personal foul on the Tigers.
Not many times Valley's gone to the free throw line tonight. In fact, just twice. Drew Cameron was there on an and-one opportunity, and so was Owen Omonde.
Ty Kaiser at the line, shooting two.
That's good. You'll have one more.
Ty's going to play a lot next year.
He sure is.
He's a guy who was hurt a good portion of the first half of the season and just kind of needed to get back into game shape. And once he was, he was the first off the bench tonight for Coach Henson.
And he didn't go out as a freshman. So you're talking about a kid that went from the eighth grade to this, basically. 45-28, that's a big step. 2:26 left to go in the third. The ball comes up over the 10-second line and holds it up in the backcourt. Back up straight away, and we're going to have a reach-in foul called. Berger made a nice turn to the right. Tippecanoe New Valley made a nice non-turn, and that's a personal foul.
Valley foul on number 12.
Hey, Parker, that's going to be on Parker. It was the reach on Shepard.
It could have been either way.
Hey, nothing over the top. Nothing over the top.
Basketball comes underneath the bucket. It'll be Warsaw's ball. They come back out to Berger. Berger with the basketball over to the right side, deep in the right corner now. Wiggins back to Berger. Top of the key. Berger holds it up. Brings it over the left wing, now to the right, to Wiggins. Wiggins inside. Looked a little bit that time like they were hesitating. And the shot goes up and it won't go for Ione. And that turns it back once again to Tippecanoe Valley. So the Vikings bring it across court. It'll be Shepard. Shepard with the ball. Brings it straight away. Top of the key. Out to Randall. Back out straight away again. It comes to Parker. Parker with the basketball to the right side to Randall for three. Short. Rebound, base back around, bumped around, couldn't go anywhere with that. But we're going to have it going back to Warsaw. There's a personal foul called.
It's on Owen. It's his third, and wasn't much, but enough, I guess.
His third, team's fourth.
Probably could have called a foul on Shepard a few times going after the basketball,
yeah.
But it's Owen
maybe
who reaches in late that's assessed the guilty party.
45-28 the count. Warsaw, 1:33 left to go in the third. Ball comes over the outside now. Down low. Turnaround jumpers up. Short. Rebound fought for. They'll bring it back out once again to the outside. Shots up. No good. Too long. And the rebound this time comes off to Kaiser. Kaiser will blend it through two players. Fires it up and won't get it. But a blocking foul is called. So he drew the personal. It's like a bull in a china shop going down through
take
there.
Take care of the basketball. That was a really nice drive.
He did.
Warsaw foul number 11, Sam McDaniels. His first team's
grab
four.
These two free throws here and get a stop. You can get this within 13, 12.
Anything is better than what it was.
Yes. I mean, seriously, this is it's a good little stretch here for Valley. And Kaiser's been a big part of it. Rebounding the basketball, getting to the free throw line.
Got that one to go.
He's doing a much better job on defending the size of Warsaw, especially on those inbounds underneath their own basket.
Got that one up and in and stopped 45-30. 15-point margin coming away for the Warsaw Tigers now. They cut it back. Ball over to the right side. Deep in the right wing. We'll set up the play action in the outer perimeter. We'll see what they can set up. Berger goes down low. Shots up. Doesn't make any difference. He didn't make it, but Ione will be going to the line.
It's number four on Owen.
Valley foul number one, Owen Amandi, his fourth, team's fifth.
So far, not making a move to take him out.
You know, he told him, he said, you got four, and not going to take him out.
Shot's good.
Gabe, you want it at the line.
See if we've got a couple updates. Got a few finals tonight on the out-of-town scoreboard presented by BNK of Mentone. Western a winner over Rochester, 57-44. Also, Winamac a winner over Caston by 6 points tonight.
Going to bring it up over the line now and set up Omandi. Omandi fires one up from short range. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It will go out of bounds, and it will be taken up now by Tippecanoe Valley.
It's a good defensive quarter for Valley. They've kept Warsaw to 9 points. Unfortunately, it's 9-9 in the quarter. But it's allowed Valley to keep, you know, stay above water here.
Ball across court, top of the key. They go inside, over to the left wing. Picked up high on the outside now. It'll be Randall with the basketball. Shepard with it, high on the outside. Holds it up, stops it up. Stops him short. We'll bring it back out top of the key. Looking at Amandi. Over to the left wing, deep in the left corner. Baseline try goes over the outside, knocked away. It's going to be knocked away to Berger's hands. That's the wrong guy to get it to. Oh, boy, there was a big collision there. How are they going to call that one?
Basket by Mike Berger.
Did he foul out?
That's on Owen. Yep.
It's on Owen? And his back turned. He's not happy about that.
Probably the right call. Very late call. But Owen's upset. And he's going right to the bench.
Grant Anthony enters for Tippecanoe Valley.
I'm with him.
Yep. A
couple of really light fouls tonight against Owen.
Berger at the line shooting one.
Shots on the way. Got it. So Berger makes that one go. And coming into the lineup will be Sam Lahr. And coming out will be Berger. Berger played really well tonight.
12 points. See if he gets a chance to get back into the game.
49-30. Back to the 19-point lead for the Tigers. So Parker will bring it up over the 10-second line. Set it up on the left wing. High on the outside. Now we'll go to Randall. Randall with the ball. Holds it up on the perimeter. Looks for the action. Looks for more action. Now goes deep. It'll go deep wide once again to Kaiser. Kaiser back straight away. Kaiser with the ball. Holds it up in the perimeter. Looks for a little bit of help. Deep in the left wing. They'll take it all the way down. It's on the way to Parker. No, it wouldn't fall in. But a personal foul is going to be called. So with eight ticks on the clock, eight ticks on the clock. Take a breath and it's over.
Yeah.
Parker has an opportunity here.
4 points tonight for Wes. First trip to the free throw line.
Shots up. It's good. It's made me wonder what was going to happen. You know, they went 4 minutes without even scoring in this third quarter, and they put 10 on the board here. So that made a big turnaround.
And then it kind of all came back out the last couple of seconds.
So that's the end of the first half as he missed the last one. So at the end of three periods, it is Warsaw 49, Tippecanoe Valley 31. We'll come back with the fourth and final period after this on WRSW.
Gagnon Motors is looking for a new auto tech. If you want 40-plus hours a week, full-time employment, Gagnon Motors in Akron wants to talk to you. Gagnon Motors has been in Akron for 45 years, and their service department is always busy. They need to hire a service tech as soon as possible. If you are interested, stop in and talk to Dave. Reliable, dependable, with plenty of work. That's Gagnon Motors in Akron.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
It's 49-31 here. Valley trailing Warsaw. Rita, got some, looks like, swim and dive updates.
I sure do. Tipping your Valley High School diver, Gavin Leininger, ended up finishing 18th tonight at the Mishawaka Regional, so he will not advance. But Warsaw divers Ian Parrott and also Skyler Kretsch, that is, still have 3 dives to go, and they're seated first and third, so they probably will go ahead.
So they've got a good chance.
That's good. Well, I'll tell you what, this swimming program has gone very, very well this year, but they've got a beautiful facility in which to work that makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to all of them.
It is swim and dive. People forget that. That dive is a huge aspect of your overall team score.
Well, the missed money is going to be thrown up, long-range shot. And Kaiser ends up throwing that one in, and you're right, he's having a good game.
I think that's a career-high 6 points for him.
49-33. So Warsaw has the lead and the ball. They'll bring it over to the right side. It'll be Laura. Laura with the basketball, holds it up in the backcourt on the way to the left wing. Shot up short. Goes up a little bit short on that one by Daniels, and a personal foul is going to be called underneath the bucket.
Yeah, a little body foul there by Hudson, looked like. Did they give it to him? Give it to Ty.
Yep.
It's more finals. Triton beats Bremen tonight, 50-37. That's a nice little rematch victory for Coach Groves and his
team.
Boy, that's
a big, big win.
Oak Hill looks like they are in postseason form on the boys' side. Big favorite in 2A. 84-48 tonight over the TRC champs at Northwestern. Manchester leads Whitco big. Goshen over West Noble, pretty big. Don't have an update on that Northridge-Fairfield game, but that's one that was a 15-point advantage for Fairfield, rather for Northridge, excuse me, at the half. So a couple interesting scores out there, some good games.
Free throws good, 51-33. So Warsaw with the lead, Valley with the ball. 7 minutes left to go in the game. We'll bring it over the left wing now. It'll be picked up by Anthony. Back to Parker. Parker with the ball. Back to Anthony. Anthony makes the cut on the inside over the right side to Cameron. Back once again, top of the key to Parker for 3. No, it's too hard. He goes to follow his own shot, but it was taken away by Sam Lara. We're going to bring it up over the 10-second line. He's tried to set up a slam dunk, and the timing was just a little bit off. So Valley ends up with the ball. It'll be Cameron. Nowhere to run, buddy. He drew a personal foul. He went to the right. He went to the left. There was no way to get around it. But he did draw a personal foul.
Yeah, that was probably his one and only move was trying to go into the body. And then back on this other end, Valley did a good enough job to negate the dunk attempt because that was really well executed by Sam Lara looking to go up to Drew Jones.
Shots on the way, and it's good.
I believe all the seniors have scored tonight. Yep, Jude. I know we're waiting on Hudson. Hudson trying to get on the board here to make it all for his seniors.
Got two at the line that time is 51-35. So we're back to the 16-point lead again. So Tigers have the ball. Hold it up to the backcourt now, going to the inside, looking for help. Up the outside, they're going to try a 3. This one's going to be a little bit on the short side for Sam Daniels. And we'll turn it back over once again to the Vikings. Jude Cameron on the floor, on the run. No, it couldn't get it to go. The ball's going to be Christ on the interior. And coming out with the ball will be Berger. Down low they go. Beautiful pass. Setting up Daniels that time. 53-35. So Berger can shoot and he can pass. Pretty obvious.
Yep. Valley got kind of a pushing match on the offensive rebounding battle, and that's what was allowed Warsaw to get out on a long transition play.
Ball in the backcourt now. Picked up in the deep left wing. It's going to be Parker. Fires it up short. Rebound's going to be 4-4. Kaiser ends up with it. Kaiser throws one up. No good. And that was very, very close, but not close enough. Good move, though. He ended up getting the ball. Basketball works over the left wing. The shots are going to be up, and it's good. Give that one to Sam Long. Long range three.
They're open. Chances are he's going to have a pretty good shot at knocking it down.
Yep.
21-point lead. I believe that the largest.
Went farther than Tippecanoe New Valley wanted it to. You know, Whisper goal was 16.
Hunter Randall enters for Tippecanoe New Valley.
Randall in for
Randall
Anthony.
Anthony out. And we're going to bring it up over the line now and set up the play action on the outside. It'll be set up at the top of the key shot. We'll see if they do that. Now they go inside to Berger. Berger on the transition, up and in. Beautiful job that time of leading the pass, and going through was Drew Jones. Followed it up, put it away. 68-35 now, Warsaw.
The score
4:57 left.
The score hangs on to be the same, or at least the outcome of Warsaw on top. Looks like Valley will finish the season 9-13, a regular season. Not a bad start for Coach Henson. Remember, this group just returning one score from last year. And for Warsaw, they're going to get over 500 going into sectional at 12-11.
And they need that for a little bit of a push to get in there. Kaiser puts a shot up. Couldn't get it. Ball's going to be fought for and out of bounds. And Kaiser really frustrating with himself right now. But he was right there, but he could not finish.
You know what I'll say about Ty? He's played the hardest of anybody on the floor tonight.
Well, that's what he does. He's known for that in football. Now he's known for that in basketball. He's an all-around athlete and a good one.
And he's healthy. That's something that's been difficult for him, is staying healthy. And not that to say that staying healthy keeps him off the floor or keeps him off the football field, because it doesn't. He plays through a lot. You know, in football, Ty had all kinds of injuries, and he was still a first-team all-conference member.
We're going to have a blocking foul or a charging foul here.
It is a charging foul.
Charging foul on Berger.
22, Mike Berger, his second, team second.
So the personal foul stands, and it will be Tippecanoe Valley bringing it over the line. Parker has it. Parker with the basketball, top of the key, over to the right side now. We'll reload the offense. Parker, right wing, looking for a little bit of help in action. Now it comes back out straight away. Over to the left wing, looking for a top of the key. Inside, nice movement on the ball. We'll bring it in the inside, and Parker's going to take one down low. Couldn't get it to go, got his own rebound. Rebound comes back out the outside, the stage. He'll fire one up, no good. Rebound down low. Tippecanoe Valley thought they had it, but Berger stripped it away. So Berger will bring it down over the 10-second line now for the Tigers. He brings it to Sam Lara. Lara with the basketball, holds it up on the perimeter, works over the left wing deep. Back straight away to the outside. We'll hope to hold it up.
So I'm just going to try and take some time away off this clock.
That's what they're doing.
Timeout from Coach Moore. I believe he only has Foles left. We'll take it with him. Back in 60, Warsaw on top, 58-35.
Market declines, inflation, political turmoil. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Jenny Nelson. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to prepare for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Call us at 574-267-6195 to schedule an appointment today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Teamwork is what Insurance One Services is all about. Working together with you, the client, to ensure you have the best coverage for the best price for all of your insurance needs, from home and auto to business insurance, as well as life and Medicare supplements. Located in Akron, Indiana, and all Crossroads Bank locations, contact Craig Durkis or Todd Helvey at 574-893-4399. That's 893-4399. Or visit their website at and their Facebook page at Insurance One Services.
You're invited to Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale and Open House. 2 days only at their Silver Lake location on Friday, March 6th from 3 until 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 7th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. All available models will be on display. Check out their current inventory and pricing online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Again, it's the annual Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Show and Open House, Friday, March 6th and Saturday, March 7th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
58-35, 3 minutes left to go in this game and the regular season for Tippecanoe Valley.
Ball's going to be looped long. They'll bring it back, though, and reload the offense. Warsaw has the basketball. 3 minutes left to go in the game. Ball top of the key over to the right side, deep in the left wing. looking for an action across court, and they got it across court. Wiggins brings it back out once again to Lara. Lara tries to fight his way through the baseline and does. They'll get it back out straight away. They're taking a little time off the clock. Jude Kammer with a steal, fires it up short. Got his own rebound. Can he get it back up there? He does. I don't know how, but he got it done. 58-37.
Having a pretty good night on senior night.
He really is. Ball over the left wing.
Up to 10.
Talk about, you know, being small and mighty. The ball comes inside, batted around. Can't get anything done with it there. Personal foul is going to be called.
Go on, Shepard.
Coming into the lineup.
Alex Higdon in for Lara. Probably it for Sam tonight. Tucks the jersey, and I would expect that to be the case.
Yep. So bring the ball to the right side. Guards did a nice job, and of course Berger had a really good game, but they did what they had to do when they had to do it. Turnaround jumpers up and in. Let's give that one to Jaeger.
And that was part of it, the big guys tonight.
Drew
Jones had a really good start to this game, and
such
guards
a big
fed
part.
It.
Ball to Parker. Parker goes to the outside. Got it. A three for Shepard. He got on the board.
Now all the four of them have scored tonight, which is always nice.
60-40, a 20-point margin. Bringing it up over the line. We'll go to the left wing now. Setting it up in the deep left corner. It'll be set up to Higdon. Alex with the ball. Back out straight away. Holding it up in the outer perimeter. Looking for an open. Bringing it over the left wing. Rotation is good on the passing. We'll set it up in the left corner. Deep in the left corner, back out once again to the outside. Shots on the way, and it's good. Good job that time, and penetration moving the ball, and Sales getting up with it. 62-40 now. Tipping New Valley with the basketball. They bring it back once again to the outside. Hold it up to the baseline. Blah has no room to operate, so they bring it back out straight away. It will be Shepard. Shepard to the ball, to the right side, looking for help. Off to the left wing, all the way down. No, he missed it. So the rebound's going to be front forward. Warsaw will have it. Tigers will bring it over in a hurry. They'll bring it over to the right wing, and we're going to have a timeout called by Warsaw. 62-40, we're right back after this on WRSW.
We'll keep it here. I think we're just going to have a quick substitution timeout. Yep, and all the seniors come off the floor. So Jude, where are they really making use the timeout? Let's see. Jude comes out. Hudson Shepard comes out. Wes Parker comes out.
Give the seniors the recognition.
And William Malott checks out for the final time of the regular season. Well deserved. It's not an easy job. It's always really challenging when you come in as a senior and you got a brand new coach. That's never an easy transition. Not that it's difficult for any reason because it's Coach Henson or anybody, but that's always kind of a very difficult place to enter as a senior because you have to establish that new culture with a new coach in charge.
The ball went in the hands of Tim Jaeger again, and he scored. And now down low in the lane, we're going to have
travel.
Liam traveled.
And he made the basket after, which is a little insult to injury there. But
yep.
He's really looked good in JV. He's gotten a lot better as the season's gone on.
Yeah, he's going to be a big component next week and hopefully next year. The ball comes to the backcourt now. As the Tigers have it. They'll work it over to the right side. That comes right away to the outer perimeter. It'll be set up once again to Higdon and Martin, and we'll set up the last 25 seconds now. So Warsaw, I don't think, is going to intend to shoot, but they do, and they score. Well, that was an all-time favorite by Wesley Martin. He's a crowd pleaser. Listen to that. 67-40. Obviously, he must be a kid that doesn't play very much, and that's great. Ball goes over to the right wing now, deep in the right corner. We'll rotate it in, take it away. Tippecanoe New Valley has a steal on their hands, and that lend it. So, at the end of the game, it is 67-40 Warsaw. We'll be right back.
Flotek Plumbing and Heating provides you expertise with air quality, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. You receive great customer service along with 24-hour emergency service. Go with the flow. Sign up for great contests and giveaways by seeing the Flotek experts at the Fort Wayne Home and Garden Show through this Sunday at Booths 402 through 406 inside the Coliseum or at the Warsaw Home and Outdoor Show March 6th and 7th at the T-Rack at the Warsaw Community High School with free admission and parking.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Need a hand carrying this winter? Timbercrest Senior Living Community is here for you. For a limited time, enjoy an all-inclusive winter respite stay starting at just $99 per day. Your loved one will receive support with daily living activities, 3 nutritious meals a day, weekly housekeeping and laundry, plus 24-hour emergency assistance. TV, internet, and phone are included, and level of care services are available whenever needed. With a 3-month minimum stay, you'll have peace of mind all season long. Space is limited. Reserve today. Timbercrest in beautiful North Manchester. Call or go online to learn more or schedule a visit.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
At First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, we've been serving our communities in northern Indiana since 1966. We offer a wide variety of products and services for our customers, such as the Simply Free Checking, Simply Free Business Checking, Mortgage Lending, and Commercial Lending, financial services through LPL Financial, and insurance services. We don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. First Federal Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant. Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
The Rochester Walgreens store is closing. Webb's Pharmacy can help you transfer your prescriptions. Call them at 574-223-2216 or click on the transfer link at webrx.com. Webb's Pharmacy in Rochester has served the area for many years, and they'll be serving for years to come. Let them help you transfer or take care of any other pharmaceutical need. You deserve the best prescription service, and the pharmacists at Webb's are waiting to help. Webb's Family Pharmacy, with locations in Rochester, Akron, and North Manchester.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Welcome back to the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Warsaw winner tonight, 67-40. Let's get you through the scoring. First, we start with Tippecanoe Valley. Owen Omondi had 10 points tonight, all in the first three quarters. He would foul out of the game midway through the third. Duke Cammer had 10 points, so both those two shared the distinction of the leading scorer for Valley tonight. Wes Parker with 5. Ty Kaiser with 5. 3 for William Allott. 3 for Hudson Shepherd. And 3 for Grant Anthony, for a total of 40. For Warsaw tonight, 3 guys in double figures, led by Drew Jones is 15. Also, Biden Berger with 15 points. 10 for Sam Lara. 7 for Sam McDaniels. 7 for Nash Wiggins. 4 for Timmy Yeager, 3 for Wesley Martin, and 3 for Gabe Ione. That is your scoring. We'll take another timeout, and when we come back out, we'll look at some scores from around the area. We'll also expect to hear from Coach Eli Henson with some closing thoughts when we return here on 107.3 WRSW.
The Hartzler Funeral Home in Akron and the King Memorial Home in Mentone offer professional services and a beautiful atmosphere. But more than that, it's the Hartzler family serving your family. Mark and Deb Hartzler and Blaine and Rebecca Hartzler are at your service 24/7. If you have any questions about funeral service, feel free to sit down and talk to the Hartzler family anytime. They want this special day of remembrance to be exactly what you want. For more information, go to the website, HartzlerFuneralServices.com. The Hartzler Funeral Home and the King Memorial Home in Mentone. Their family service, your family.
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop has over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
Hey, it's Scott again from Bobcat of Warsaw. Basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three from behind the arc? Kind of like who doesn't love the roar of that equipment when you fire it up and you're about to get something done. Get your something done with Bobcat equipment from Bobcat of Warsaw. Check out our line of Bobcat skid loaders, track loaders, excavators, tractors, and Bobcat mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Valley Basketball.
Booyah!
All right, Viking fans, quiz time. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. Who can diagnose and treat all eye infections the most quickly and accurately? Who can discover certain diseases during a routine eye exam? Who can remove foreign bodies from the eye the easiest when you decide you really didn't need your safety glasses? If you answered an eye doctor, you're correct. Come see how an eye doctor can do way more than prescribe glasses. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Mentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house, or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
A final here from Tippecanoe Valley. Tonight on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show, 67-40. It is now time, after we went through our scoring, to look at the B&K out-of-town scoreboard. Our out-of-town scoreboard presented by B&K of Mentone. Make sure you stop on by and check out their lunch deals or dinner deals. It is drive-through only right now in these winter months, but they're open 11 to 7 Tuesday through Saturday. Best meal in town just off of State Road 25 heading into Mentone. Out-of-town scores, Elkhart a winner over Jimtown. They come back and beat Jimtown after trailing to start the fourth quarter, 57-54. South Bend, Washington beats LaVille tonight, 63-60. Concord over John Glenn, 46-35. Tipton beats Lewis Cass, 51-35. And Taylor's going to beat Peru. Final not yet, but it is 6-4. Columbia City over Bishop Luers, 80-59. Winamac 48-42 to Caston. Western a winner over Rochester by 13. Oak Hill beats Northwestern. Manchester over Whitco, 63-37. And Triton versus Bremen, 50-37. That's a big win for Triton, a rematch game as well. Penn beat Mishawaka tonight by a big margin. Goshen over West Noble by a big margin, and Northridge 80 to Fairfield's 42. That one a surprise by that much
for sure. I did see Indiana lost tonight in men's basketball to Northwestern, and Ball State, I believe, was in overtime against Massachusetts in men's basketball. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Eli Henson. We'll also preview our schedule moving through the rest of the week, as we're not live again until Saturday for the girls' state championships.
Gagnon Motors is looking for a new auto tech. If you want 40-plus hours a week, full-time employment, Gagnon Motors in Akron wants to talk to you. Gagnon Motors has been in Akron for 45 years, and their service department is always busy. They need to hire a service tech as soon as possible. If you are interested, stop in and talk to Dave. Reliable, dependable, with plenty of work, that's Gagnon Motors in Akron.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaeng.com.
You shouldn't need an advanced degree to figure out how to pay for one. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, and I want to help you understand all the options you have when paying for an education. Whether you're the first in your family to attend college or planning for a grandchild to build on the legacy that goes back generations, let's work together to take care of your unique financial needs. Call me at 574-267-6195 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Welcome back to Tippecanoe Valley High School tonight. The final 67-47. Warsaw beats Tippecanoe Valley. We're joined by Tippecanoe Valley head coach Eli Henson. And Coach, I want to start with the senior group. I want to start there first. It's senior night tonight, obviously. Yep. You've been to a couple different schools. You've come in where you are a first-year head coach at that school with seniors that didn't have you for their first 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, what were some things that you'll kind of think about with this group and some things that you had to kind of remind yourself playing with a new group of guys, especially for seniors?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing with these guys is I knew every day that they were going to show up and work hard. And they're always going to be reliable. I mean, they did what was asked from day one since I've been here. And I know it doesn't always show when we play Warsaw, Huntington North, but they have made a lot of strides this year. And, you know, when I took the job I showed up and had the chance to start working with them, just how much I've seen them grow on and off the court and just being around them at school, I mean, that's to me, that says a lot. And, you know, that's something that I always look for in our seniors is from day one since I've known them, just being able to watch them grow as a player and as a person, that's kind of what I look for. And you know, these guys make the right choices on the court and they make the right choices off the court. And sometimes that says more than how many points they go out there and score. So, you know, I'm proud of them. I thought they competed tonight. I thought they played hard. We picked a really bad night to go 4-for-19 from the field from threes, and we just missed. I don't know how many inside 10 feet that we missed, too. It's just you're just shooting yourself in the leg right there at those moments. But it's not – that wasn't from a lack of effort. It might have been a lack of size a little bit. I mean, their size just killed us. Yes. I mean, I think about how many points they had out in transition just getting to the rim, how many points that they just all through their offense got slip screens to the basket. We had guys in position there. But when you're slipping 6'5 to the basket and we have a 5'7 guy in there, if you don't take a charge, and we didn't take charges tonight for some reason, that put us in a really tough spot. But
I really do get a lot of joy out of seeing Cameron out there among the trees, though. And you must admit, he holds his own in there. It's amazing how well he does.
He did a good job tonight. He played well. You know, and for a lot of those guys, this is like their Super Bowl. And, you know, and it showed with their effort. I wish that they would play that hard all the time because it shouldn't matter that you're playing Warsaw to get that kind of effort from them. I want to see that all the time. But, yeah, I mean, for him to finish out, I think he had 10 points tonight. I thought he played pretty well. Did he have some turnovers? Yeah. Did all of them have some turnovers? Yes. Absolutely. But I thought he stepped up when we needed him in the first half in a couple spots that we got down 17-5. And I thought we did a really good job bouncing back from that spot. But then, you know, it's just we finished quarters very poorly tonight. Turnovers that led to, I mean, we had 5-point swings in back-to-back quarters, and that really hurt us in the second and third quarter.
Well, now you prepare for something totally different.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I told him. I was like, guys, it's like you think that this is awesome playing in front of all this crowd. It's like nothing compares to tournament style.
No.
I mean, it's win or go home, and it's do or die. And that's, you know, I just want to see our guys have that mindset going into practice the rest of this week and then preparing for what we'll see on Tuesday. Is just like, guys, you're playing for a lot. Like, it's win or go home, and you got four seniors that aren't ready for that to end, and hopefully we have a whole group of guys on our team that aren't ready for that to end. And I said, that's got to show with your mindset, your preparation, and how you approach this week of practice. Because I mean, you guys, I told them, it's like, to me, yeah, did I want to beat Warsaw? Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's just, to me, it's just another game. Like,
yeah.
I get it here. It's different. I get that. I do get that. But it's not about beating Warsaw. It's about making progress to see what you can do that first week of March and getting your team ready to go on a run. That's what it's all about. And I keep trying to tell them that, like, you know, you wake up in the morning, you shouldn't think one thing about Warsaw game. If anything, give you a little fuel to the fire to how you want to approach and get better. But don't think about it. Think about it's Wallasey now. It's Wallasey. Because that's what we got to do. We got to prepare to win. And you know, I'm going to try to put them in the best situation that we can possible. I think the big thing, we're just really struggling to get stops. It's just size really hurts us. And I'm afraid to see what Akase might do to us on Tuesday. But, I mean, we're going to battle. We're going to do everything we can to just make those other guys. If those other guys step up and hit outside shots, so be it. I mean, we have to do what we have to do to make sure we take away Steven. And that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, and then I thought, too, that you got an awfully good attitude and effort and growth out of Kaiser tonight.
Yeah, I that's what I told him when I took him out at the end to put those seniors back in just to let them finish it out together. I talked to Ty. I was like, the more you play, the better you're getting, and the more hey, I know Ty gets in his own head a little bit when he missed, and he missed probably two or three right around the basket, left a lot of points out there, but it's like, at least you're in position to do it. That's what we're struggling with. Like, he brings a little size, he brings a little physicality that we're missing. And I honestly think, like, he's going to get so much better. Like, I've seen him from where he wasn't playing a minute in varsity, playing a little bit of JV, but really not even having an impact, to now he's having an impact about every game for us at the varsity level. And that's what you want to see from your sophomores. He doesn't play like a sophomore. And he's probably one of our best, besides Owen, one of our best cutters. Like, he's always trying to find that open area, and he does a really good job of doing it. And now the next step is just getting him to finish a little bit. Mm-hmm. But that comes with experience. The kid hasn't played since eighth grade.
I know.
So, you know, so hopefully we just got to keeping him enjoying it. I think he enjoys it. I think he's having a good time. Just keep with it, because he is kind of a spark plug for us out there. I mean, I really like what he does for us. He provides something that we're missing, and that's, he defends, he provides a little physicality in the paint that we're missing, and he's not afraid of anything. So that's kind of why I like Ty a lot, and that's why his minutes just continue to increase and his production continues to increase. So that's a bright spot for us.
Owen kind of struggled tonight.
Well, let's see. What
is your interpretation of that last call?
The foul?
Yeah.
He fouled him. Yeah, he fouled him. he definitely fouled him. And
but
he knows
that. I saw
that.
The collision,
that's why,
but I didn't see the start of it.
Owen wasn't set, didn't put himself in defensive position to make a play. Yeah, he fouled him. But it's, you know, Owen's going to struggle in games like this, because go look at the size. Go look at his size. He's all around the rim. That's
yes.
The best part of Owen's game. Now, if we go play at LaVille, West Central, those, he does well, right? Because that's the kind of size. But when we go play the larger schools that have 6'5", 6'4", 6'3", and their wingspans are what they are, he struggles to get shots off around the rim just because they do such a good job of challenging a shot. But, I mean, how many points did he have?
10.
Yeah, he still had 10. I mean,
two and a half quarters.
Yeah, exactly. So,
really?
I mean, he struggled a little bit. I walked away from that thinking he played okay. He does a good job attacking the rim. Like, he's our best attacker. And compared to a lot of the others that got in there and missed a lot of shots, I thought Owen did a pretty good job finishing amongst their size tonight. But, you know, the next step for Owens, he's got to develop an outside game. If he can do that, then it's, you know, his 13 points a game go to 17 or 18, which is another thing. He's never been asked to do that. That's never been his role. His role's always been, I'm going to put you out there for 5 minutes, and you're going to see what you can do defensively to take away their best player. And that's what he does. That's, you know, now his role's gone to, you got to go get us 20 points.
Yeah.
So But wouldn't that be a role that you would want?
Yeah.
Like, as a player, if I'm going to dedicate all this time, like, I want that role. I want to. So hopefully that leads to a little bit more off-season, you know, work ethic from him, and we can get him to where I think he can get, which is being that guy that gets 17, 18, 19 points a game for us next year. And just kind of being our leader. So,
you played in Columbia City. You played in that gymnasium. I think more than most people around here have.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful facility.
It's awesome.
So, what's the environment? What do you think the environment would be?
I always remember because when my days at WICO, we played in the old gym, which I love.
I love the old gym.
I love the environment way more. It's just, I don't know if you remember, like, Manchester, like, you're kind of off the court a little bit, so the environment doesn't get as crazy. Now in sectionals, it might turn up a little bit, but, you know, I like this environment where the gym's kind of compact a little bit. Yeah, you get 3,200 in here. Tonight probably had, like, 2,700 people in here, and I like that environment. It's a little bit more spread out at Columbia City because it's so big, but, you know, I mean, to me, there's nothing just from having that experience that I went through last year. And you know, it's sectionals is awesome, but regionals is even better. Semi-state's even better than state's even better. So it's just, you know, I can't get them prepared for what sectionals are like because you got to remember, none of them have played any quality minutes in a sectional. None. Zero.
Yeah.
So trying to get them to understand, the best I can do is, like, it's win or go home, guys. Like, your effort's got to show that all the way through. Yeah, you might miss some shots. You're going to be nervous. It's fine. What you can control is your defense. So get stops. Make sure that make them uncomfortable. So we just got to do whatever we have to do to make them uncomfortable. That will let us ease into the game a little bit and not think about that it's sectionals and you're playing a couple of your former teammates. And, you know, just getting them focused on just what do we have to do first 3 minutes of the game to hold them to 2 to 5 points. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to try to do. Just baby steps will help them just kind of get their mind right for that game.
That old Columbia City gym, did you ever do a game from there?
I've been there. I never did a game there.
Well, sitting in that end is something. Yeah. I mean, when you're right in the end, you're right where the action is.
Yep.
So you can see absolutely everything that's going on there. And it was always a great place to be.
Yeah,
and I know that it needed to be done. For sure it needed to be done.
No, it was getting pretty crappy. It needed to go. It needed to get tore down, which they, you know, now they have a beautiful facility.
They surely do. Their whole facility, their whole campus is.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. Well, we'll look forward to it next week.
Yep, awesome. Thanks for the support,
guys.
We'll
be there for all of it.
Yep, awesome. See you guys.
Catch you later. Thank you.
It's Coach Henson. We'll take a timeout. We'll finish it up.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
You're invited to Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale and Open House. 2 days only at their Silver Lake location on Friday, March 6th from 3 until 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 7th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. All available models will be on display. Check out their current inventory and pricing online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Again, it's the annual Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Show and Open House Friday, March 6th and Saturday, March 7th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Flotek Plumbing and Heating provides you expertise with air quality, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. You receive great customer service along with 24-hour emergency service. Go with the flow. Sign up for great contests and giveaways by seeing the Flotek experts at the Fort Wayne Home and Garden Show through this Sunday at booths 402 through 406 inside the Coliseum or at the Warsaw Home and Outdoor Show March 6th and 7th at the T-Rack at the Warsaw Community High School with free admission and parking.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. Coming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients, to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Stats, scores, and more coming up on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Let's get back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Final stop for us, the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Rita, you got a couple of announcements. Final win here real quick, 67-40, the final tonight again, Valley Falls to Warsaw.
Wanted to say that Tippecanoe Valley diver Gavin Leininger finished 18th tonight, so that's not enough for him to go on. But two divers, Ian Parrott and Skylar Kretsch, still have three dives to go, and they're seated first and third, so they'll go.
Yeah, those two guys from Warsaw, yeah, so
they're going to be going. So that's good. And I think, you know, with Valley having the new pool and the new facilities and the coaching staff is really good, I think that we're going to see that develop more and more every year. So we it's will. Good.
Absolutely. Yeah. We will be alive on Saturday, Rita.
Yep.
That's a big one.
Yeah, so we want to make sure to let you know that we'll be doing all four of the state tournaments like we always do. That does not change. So we'll be there for all four of them. We hope that you'll stay tuned for that. A lot of looks for Oak Hill. And, of course, we're most interested in Norwell at night. They could make a little history.
Yeah, they could. It'd be a busy day for us on Saturday. Most of our coverage will have a little bit of a break in between the one and two sessions, but all four A's, all four classes will be live here on 107.3 WRSW. We'll get started about 10:15, just 15 minutes before the first game in the morning. For the legendary Rita Price, I'm Baylen Height saying so long and good night from Tippecanoe Valley for a final time this season. 67-40, the final. Warsaw takes down the Vikings, and the Vikings finish the regular season with a record of 9-13. Warsaw completes their regular season with a record of 12-11. We'll pick up the Valley Boys first round sectional game on Tuesday night at Columbia City. Until then, have a good one.
Need a hand carrying this winter? Timbercrest Senior Living Community is here for you. For a limited time, enjoy an all-inclusive winter respite stay starting at just $99 per day. Your loved one will receive support with daily living activities, three nutritious meals a day, weekly housekeeping and laundry, plus 24-hour emergency assistance. TV, internet, and phone are included, and level of care services are available whenever needed. With a three-month minimum stay, you'll have peace of mind all season long. Space is limited. Reserve today. Timbercrest in beautiful North Manchester. Call or go online to learn more or schedule a visit.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
The Rochester Walgreens store is closing. Webb's Pharmacy can help you transfer your prescriptions. Call them at 574-223-2216 or click on the transfer link at webrx.com. Webb's Pharmacy in Rochester has served the area for many years, and they'll be serving for years to come. Let them help you transfer or take care of any other pharmaceutical need. You deserve the best prescription service, and the pharmacists at Webb's are waiting needing to help. Webb's Family Pharmacy, with locations in Rochester, Akron, and North Manchester.
The Hartzler Funeral Home in Akron and the King Memorial Home in Mentone offer professional services and a beautiful atmosphere. But more than that, it's the Hartzler family serving your family. Mark and Deb Hartzler and Blaine and Rebecca Hartzler are at your service 24/7. If you have any questions about funeral service, feel free to sit down and talk to the Hartzler family anytime. They want this special day of remembrance to be exactly what you want. For more information, go to the website, HartzlerFuneralServices.com. The Hartzler Funeral Home and the King Memorial Home in Mentone. Their family service, your family.
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
Hey, it's Scott again from Bobcat of Warsaw. Basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three from behind the arc? Kind of like who doesn't love the roar of that equipment when you fire it up and you're about to get something done. Get your something done with Bobcat equipment from Bobcat of Warsaw. Check out our line of Bobcat skid loaders, track loaders, excavators, tractors, and Bobcat mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Valley Basketball.
Booyah! This has been a presentation of 107.3 WRSW Sports. To follow all high school sports teams all season long, log on to